What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Live from beautiful golf course here in Rancho Santa Margarita in North San Diego County. This is the Rancho Las Cuartes Judith Randolph, our special ed kids are special miniature golf tournament. And welcome, everybody. This is Phil Hendry, and you can hear the quality of our feed here from San Diego is not that good this evening, but I've been told that we're going to, just as soon as we can, get the equalized lineup. I understand that a lot of this is technical for many of you listening, but we do not yet have our equalized line. We're going to be doing most of the show this evening from North San Diego County, and with me is Jeff Biner, and Jeff is one of the sponsors of this tournament. And Jeff, thank you for having us. We're very grateful to be here.
Thank you, Phil.
Jeff, tell us about this tournament and what it means to you.
Phil, you are looking at some 23.
Yeah! Oh, I'm sorry. You all right?
Oh. Stand by.
Let's move over here.
Like a direct hit.
Yeah, that got me. Yeah. Just keep talking.
Phil, all right, are you okay? I can get the nurse.
Oh, no. Sorry. The kids are shanking the ball here.
Phil, you are looking at some 125 special education children here at our miniature golf tournament, and they're warming up here, as you can see. Why do you have them with full drivers?
It's a miniature golf tournament.
Well, we don't think they should be discriminated against.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, these kids are just wonderful. As you... Oh, you're...
Hey.
Go to a commercial, bud.
Stand by.
Don't stand by. Go to a commercial.
Why are you holding your nuts?
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show.
You ass. You're holding your ball sack. Shut up. We're on the air, man.
Welcome back here to the miniature golf tournament here in San Diego for the Judith Randolph Foundation. Jeff Biner is with us. Jeff is the sponsor of the tournament. I'm awfully sorry about that, Phil. The kids, I saw one of them tagged you pretty good, didn't he?
Well, you've got mentally retarded children with full drivers. I mean, we're talking about big-time, metal-headed ping drivers.
Watch out.
Look out. That one almost hit me.
Phil, we don't want to discriminate against these children. They want to know what it's like to play in a big-time tournament. And even though it is miniature golf, we let them just swing away. Look at that, huh?
What's somebody's windshield?
I hit a car windshield. You see that?
It's not a car.
It's a Jaguar. It's a Jaguar. It's my car. Stand by, okay?
Stand by.
Tell us retards not to...
We're on the air. I don't want to be on the air.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. I am told that someone used the word retard. And it wasn't me. Jeff, thank you for having us here. And
that's the one right there.
Okay, see?
Stand by, Mr. Hendry. Got hit in the nutsack.
Welcome back here to the tournament. I'm Phil Hendry, and with me is Mr. Biner. Mr. Biner, how are you?
I'm good, Phil. You don't look too good. You're a little green around the gills
there. Well, you know, we're having a good time here, the kids, for the mentally retarded tournament. And I didn't mean to say mentally retarded, but just how well do these kids, you know, I see that they do so much for themselves. They're emotionally handicapped kids. And
stand by.
We'll be right back. Hi, welcome back. I don't know, is this a tournament that you sponsor annually?
Yeah, it is. Well, I'll tell you, you want me to get some ice for that?
No, it's fine.
Stand by.
Will you quit saying stand by, okay? Obviously, I've been hit. and I'm injured. So, Bud Dickman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Henry got hit in the scrotalium.
Phone back. We'll be right back.
More sophomoric humor having to do with getting hit in the sack coming up on the Phil Henry Show back from New York.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up on the show tonight, Skippy and Frank are in a little bit of trouble. Their radio show sponsored a contest. A gas station owner in the San Diego area was giving away a free tank of gas to every woman that would come up to the booth and drop her top. The problem is, it wasn't just enough for the woman to expose herself. You know how those guys sit in glass booths? And I'm going to try to be as delicate as I can. Apparently, they were required for a full tank of gas not only to, you know, remove their blouses and their brassieres, but also push themselves up against the glass. And what happened, apparently he didn't give a free tank of gas out to a woman who didn't, quote, qualify, whatever that means. So that's coming up. We also have a gentleman who tried to tip a flight attendant so he could smoke on an airplane. The five funniest television shows in the history of man on this planet. And Vernon Dozier, who is a football coach, he wants to rename the school's nickname, the team nickname. He wants to call them the Jihadists because he thinks that, you know, Buccaneer, Pirate, and Raider is taken. So the only thing badder-ass sounding is that. 1-800-449-8686. New York City, we had a wonderful time there because I was speaking to some business. Because I was on vacation. And by the way, we saw some plays. Now, a play, for a lot of you may not know what that is. It's like a movie, except people are moving around. They're like alive. They're there. So if you, for instance, when you go to see a movie, you're seeing Brad Pitt, and that was recorded maybe 2 years ago on the screen. That's a film. And I don't mean to be condescending, but, you know, there's some people, you talk about going to the theater, and for them, it's the last one they went to was something they were in or their kid in a talent show or something. So we saw some really good plays. One of them with Jeff Goldblum and, you know, this kid from Almost Famous, Billy Crudup or...
What?
Billy Crudup.
And the name is that?
It's his name. Anyway, it's a very good thing called Pillow Man. I saw a bunch of stuff, but the thing that strikes me about New York, and I wanted to say this because I thought it was pretty profound. Maybe it's not. Because I always hear people say, can America ever truly live up to its dream? You ever hear that? And it's generally accompanied with, can America ever truly live up to its dream? Hello, I'm Edward Hausman for Massachusetts Mutual Life. You need insurance, don't you? Look at you. You're almost dead. But what about your children? What about your wife? What happens when you die and leave them in such debt that they're embarrassed by creditors and laughed at as they're moved from one home with gates around it into some sort of public housing? How are you going to feel? Not too bad, because you'll be dead. You'll be up in heaven. You think you'll be in heaven. You think you'll be having it off with a couple of virgins. Well, guess what? Guess again, friend. Anyway, so the cat... So I'm in New York, and you hear all these guys... Can America really... Yeah, just go to New York. It's happening every day. And I don't mean to be overly dramatic, but what is it that they say about the country? The dream that we should live up to, right? Multiracial, everybody living together. It's going on in New York.
Yeah, but they're fighting too, Phil. There's crime.
Yeah, I know there's crime. It's crime everywhere, man. It's a free society. There's going to be some crime. But there ain't race riots going on every day there. And you want to be rich? That's the town. You want to be middle class? You can live there too. Maybe not in Manhattan. You can live in Brooklyn. That's part of New York. They got neighborhoods. They got high rises. They've got money. They've got entertainment. They got banking. They got all kinds of economy. Every aspect of the economy is going on there. Every kind of freaking religion. Yeah, you know, I always dig it when people say, well, you know, New York, I don't want to live there. It's a cesspool. Remember that guy that played for the Falcons? What was the guy? Falcons? No, it wasn't Falcons.
Jeff Jagosinski.
Is he the racist? Yeah, no, he's a very... I'm kidding, Jeff. John Rocker, yeah. Yeah, John Rocker. He was off his rocker. We'll be right back. No, anyway, Rocker is one of these hicks. He wouldn't know his rear end man if they handed it to him with put it in both of his hands. And he said he's riding on a train, there's all kinds of queers and this kind of stuff, because he's a dumb hick. But New York has got everybody. It's got blacks, it's got gays.
Queers?
It's got queer. I didn't say queers, I said gays. It's got everybody. Hispanics, whites, women, everybody. Kids. And not only do they have all the strip joints, you can go to all the adult clubs you want. They got all kinds of family entertainment right there in Times Square. And then you don't have to walk too many blocks off of Times Square to find a Catholic high school right there on, what is it, 47th Street. Every time I turn around in New York, there's a church. Everywhere you go, there's a church. And you got adult entertainment if you want it. You got movies if you want it. You got the best restaurants you're ever going to find in your life. You got money. You have a lot of struggle, and there's a lot of failure. But, brother, that's the way it's always going to be. Come on. If anybody thinks that the ideal American society is a place where no one fails, are you kidding? I mean, somebody's got to take the hit. I mean, if you're going to make a lot of bread, somebody's got to start buying what you're selling. And naturally, a lot of the stuff that we're selling ain't all that good. So someone's going to lose money on it. But that's the American way. I'll be right back. I'm just kidding. You know what I'm trying to say. So I would just recommend if you are a, like a parent and you want to tell kids, because they're getting a cynical message about how, you know, the country doesn't work, go to New York City, of all the places. And I bet you that's the one place where people would say, that's an example of what's wrong with the country. No. Are you kidding? It's the only place where they're getting it right. Really, it's the only place where they're getting it right. Mass transit. Try living in L.A. We just figured out there's a thing called a subway out here. We just figured that one out. We're strangling on the cars. We're strangling on the freeways. There's so much roadway out here. Every time they widen a road, it just invites another clown to go out and buy another car, like me. I'm getting my wife one in a month. We'll be right back. I'm sorry. You know what I'm trying to say. It's... Try that. Hey, you know... They have neighborhoods, real neighborhoods, where people look out the window on the street and they take a look at the street. They see what's going on the street. You know, neighbors, when I grew up on our street, everybody knew everybody and you kind of kept an eye on the street. So you knew who was in the neighborhood, you know, and who shouldn't be. And you treated everybody nice, but you watched out for each other. They do that in New York, probably better than anywhere in the country. Now, what else do you want? You want religion? They got churches coming out of your ears. Catholic, I walked into an Episcopal, I'm Catholic, not so you'd notice. But anyway, I'm walking down the street and my wife says to me, and I'm going to Mass this morning. I said, okay, I had something I had to do. What's a shame?
Used to be a nice guy.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of guys who used to be nice guys, well, Hicks, he's still a nice guy. Pastor William Rennick is going to join us in a few minutes here on the show. As a matter of fact, is he with us right now? Because I...
Not yet, no.
All right. The pastor is going to join us to talk a little bit about his trip to New York, which he took recently. It was part of a whirlwind vacation and a tour of the Holy Land that he took with Ms. Clara, his wife. And as you know, they went not only to the Holy Land, then they swung up through London... Who was that, Harry, that Pastor Rennick, remember? He felt sexual tension because she's into black men. Do you remember who that was? Was it Princess Diana? Or it was Margaret Thatcher or somebody?
It was Princess Di.
It was Princess Di. He went up, he said he had the pleasure to meet her, and he had to get out of London because he could feel there was a certain level of sexual tension.
Sure was, yeah.
And he knows that, you know, white women being attracted to black men. That was this sad thing. And Vernon Dozier, of course, will be joining us here this evening. We also have our list of the five funniest TV shows. And the reason why I got into that, I saw something over the last week. It's the funniest show I've seen in 10 years. The funniest freaking show that I have seen in the last 10 years I saw last week on TV. And I hadn't seen it. I know a lot of people are aware of it. And it's one of those shows that is really great in Britain. And as soon as it got picked up by the United States, because the one that I saw was the American one. And, man, that ain't funny. Not the one I saw. But the one that I saw last week, I thought I was going to, I swear to God, I thought I was going to strangle. It was so funny. And my wife is, what the hell are you laughing at? I said, well, look at what this is. You know how they say it's really funny when you sit and you're laughing by yourself? That happened to me. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I laughed by myself. That happened to me. More moments from the life of Phil Hendry. All right, so anyway, our number 1-800-449-8686, and our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com, and our web address is www.philhendryshow.com, and please don't go to www.georgewbushesgod.com. Please don't go there. Boy, the hate mail pouring in, man. Listen, I got a comment section there. It's a whole separate, it's not even a part of the radio show, man. I got this blog so that I could have a place to vent certain things, and it wouldn't have to affect my show. Now, while it's not happening that way, I came home, I got into the office today, and the mail, I got a piece of email from this woman that used to produce my show in Atlanta. And the last time I talked to her, we pledged our eternal love for each other, undying and eternal. And now she's emailing me, telling me what a big, fat disappointment I am as a human being. And, oh, yeah, you have a small penis. We'll be right back. No, I just said to her, I'm sorry. And then I got one from a cat. I mean, and it's all starting to pour in. Boy, you know that things are going bad. And then I got quoted on some Iraqi website. And then I got quoted on freerepublic.com. And now I'm just considered to be just another jackass out there with a stupid point of view. Well, that's fine. But I think I'm going to change the name of the show. I really do. And I don't know what I'm going to. I think Frodo the Puppet had an idea, and we could get Frodo's opinion about that. But he wanted to call himself Rick Sutherland. And I think I'd like to start calling this officially the Rick Sutherland Show. Or I'll change the name of the blog. That's it. GeorgeWBushesGod.com will now be the Rick Sutherland blog. And nobody will ever be any the wiser. We won't be right back. Now, the other thing I want to tell you guys, we've updated our website. If you want to take a look at a picture of our producer, Mark Newman, he and his infant son sucking out of a bottle of wine while laying in a park, all you have to do is go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. There's Mark and his young lad, Jack. They're at a place called Pollywog Park. Well, now, ain't that cute? I asked Mark, I said, is that a kid park? He goes, well, I got some kid stuff there. I don't know. Well, with a name like Pollywog Park, what, am I supposed to go there and make out with my girlfriend? Let's go over to Pollywog Park. So he's there on our website. And also our new DVD pick and our affiliate of the week, WREC Memphis. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Time now for our flashback request, and this is sent to us by Alex, and it's another one of those really long, involved letters. It goes on and on and on, and it says, would you please replay the blind high-diving Olympics? Thanks. Okay.
Go ahead, do it.
And we'll be right back. I'm kidding. All right. Now it's time for our flashback request, the Blind High Diving Olympics. And this comes just kind of coincidental. It comes hot on the heels of the mentally retarded miniature golf tournament where I was nailed repeatedly in the, what did you call it, bud? The scrotilia. Thank you so much for that. You didn't mean to. Time now for our request. And here it is, Alex. It's the Blind High Diving Olympics. You'll be seeing high diving today from some of the great blind high divers. Now, we are probably would be remiss if we didn't let our audience know not to expect perfection.
Well, the best thing in diving, of course, is not to make a splash. If you're blind, you don't want to make a splash either. You want to go in straight, but sometimes just, you know, hitting the pool.
Well, that's a good point.
Right, so...
So if you hit the pool...
It's points. Yeah, that'll work.
All right, we're ready now with our first diver. Mary, this is... Irving Farquhar, Irving from the University of Southern California.
He's got a great style. As you can see, he's backing up. Oh, he slipped and fell. Jesus.
Oh, man. He slipped. Okay. So he's got to get out of the pool and try again?
Yeah. He was going to do a back flip, and as he walked backwards, see, they should have people there.
Right, to keep them from falling in.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it again here. Irving Farquhar now, it will be a back flip. Now, he's walking back toward the edge of the pool backwards. Now, because he's blind, he can't see. See, look at it. He just, yeah.
Come on, somebody give me a freaking heads up here.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's asking for help.
Well, they should get help. They can't see.
All right. Irving, good going, pal.
Yeah, sure.
We're just trying to keep the encouragement. ABC's coverage of Olympic blind high diving brought to you by Alpo and Sheba Gourmet Foods for all of your nutritional needs. Feed them to your kids. What difference does it make? It's a kid. Sheba, always cat food. All right.
He's going to try it again. Okay, he got off a perfect...
Oh, it's a belly flop. Yeah. See, that's just not going to work. All right, Irving. So, let's see the judges' scores. A one, one and a half, one, a six, a one, and a one. What's that average out to? Whatever, it's a one. All right. Well, he had a one and a half and a six. It's still a one. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a stuck CD. It is a stuck CD. Please remain where you are. Don't move. Belt in. The CD changer is stuck. That's right. When it is free and safe to listen to this radio program again, we'll let you know. Until then, sit there, keep your mouth shut, and don't even move. Don't even look at anything. Just look straight ahead, because the minute you look a man in the eye, you mad dog, a junkyard dog. Oh, it's fixed.
Huh? You know, these people have a right to a life, too.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I bet you're sorry.
Oh, let's watch the blind man flop into the water. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, jump in, Susie. There. You happy? There. She just belly flopped. She's suffering so you can have a couple of giggles. You scum-sucking dog. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Get out of the water, honey. Try it again. Make me sick having to work with you. You network kind with your freaking yellow blazers. What is that about? Why don't you actually say something to the network? Hi, I'm straight, so putting me in a canary yellow blazer kind of confuses issues, especially when I'm, you know, working out, if you don't mind. All right, here we go again now with Susie Cream Cheese. She's going to try a three-point flip. She hits the board. Oh, she hit the board. Oh, man. Yeah, she hit the board. Now she's crawling out of the pool. It's all right, Susie. Let's get her up here. How you doing, hon? Well, she can't talk right now. All right, our final person diving here today is this some kind of a joke? It's Stevie Wonder. What is that?
I don't know, but
he wants to try it.
Hey, I'll do it.
Stevie, are you sure?
What the hell? I always wanted to be an athlete.
Look at man, you write good music, man. Don't do it, okay?
I don't give a sweet Jesus. I'm going to try it. That's how I do it.
Stevie Wonder is a surprise diver. He's up and he's airborne. Yeah, he sucks too. Hello, everyone. This is Mark Johnson in the ABC Channel 7 News Center. We've got a fire. Yeah, a big one. Looks like it's burning out of control. Firefighters are at this South Los Angeles cell block something. It's some place where a bunch of spooks live. Anyway, excuse me, I didn't mean to say spook, because I am one, but I moved out of that, you know, so I'm here. Anyway, look at, you can see the video, let's go down to Billy Bob Thornton, he's down there. Billy, how's it going?
Well, right now, you can see the fire has enveloped a full city block. L.A. Fire and Rescue is here, but there don't seem to be any survivors, and we just thought we'd come down here with a camera, because anything that's violent and filled with death, we consider news. This is Channel 7 Eyewitness News reporting.
In other news, the general manager of our television station was arrested having sex with a 15-year-old. I'm just kidding, but, well, who's watching, right? Who cares about these news breaks in the middle of That's our flashback. That blind Olympic high diving. By the way, if you think there's anything else we can make fun of besides, say, oh, I don't know, mothers of kids killed in Iraq or blind people or retarded kids, send it to Hayfield, Here's a Better Idea, in care of this station. All right, anyway, that's by request from Alex, obviously a pervert, twisted and sick. I had nothing to do with any of that. The fact that kid requested that, and yeah, okay, we played it, sure. And yes, I did originally do it.
But why does it have to be played again? Because some punk listening to this show wants to hear it again. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to the phones there. Pastor Renick, how are you doing? What is going on here, Bud, where I can't get...
I'm good, Phil.
Bud, hold on, Pastor.
Yeah.
Bud, why can't I get anybody on?
I don't know. Call up the engineering people.
I'm supposed to call them up? You call them up.
Oh, okay.
Pastor Renick, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very, very well. I want to thank you for having me on your program. Although I have to tell you, I got a runner here, Las Alamitas. I think we're going to do very well tonight. We are trying to raise money for our new church, youth center, which, God willing, and I pray to Jesus every night, please, your will be done, not mine. We'll have our youth center in October, Phil. But right now, I think that attaboy Binky and...
That's the name of the horse?
Yes. Were you laughing?
No, man, is that the name of your... That's attaboy Binky.
Yeah, he's a quarter horse. We've got him running today.
Now, isn't that a questionable thing to be involving church? I shouldn't even ask, should I?
Well, no, I Phil, I would never, ever say that gambling is the way to raise money for your church, but this is legal gambling. This is not against the law. And this is horse racing. It's not like sitting in front of a slot machine or sitting there at a blackjack table or hot and sweaty with your hand full of $20 bills rolling the bones up there to croupier. Now, this is a beautiful, beautiful, magnificently beautiful sport. So I think we're going to do well tonight.
What race is Attaboy Binky running in?
He's in the fifth. And he's a gray horse. And he's got a guy by the name of Pierce on board. A guy by the name of Jimmy Pierce. And I always say, always bet a gray horse with Pierce aboard in the fifth. So that's going to be good.
All right. I wanted to ask you about the upcoming youth center. And
but can I interrupt you for one thing?
Sure.
Phil, the reason why I just want to make one comment.
Well, we're up against the break here.
I can hold on if you want.
Well, just go ahead.
I want to make one comment. I think what you said about New York is very true. And the gentleman that called and said you shouldn't have said that, I think is wrong. And Ms. Claire and I were in New York City. And we were there back in 1993. I've been there many times, and I agree with you. It's a wonderful city. In 1993, Phil, I had the very great pleasure of meeting Miss Katharine Hepburn.
Katharine, the great movie actress.
One of the great stars of film and screen and television. One of the great women. And I had a great time, but I will tell you this much. I went into this meeting wanting to request money from Miss Hepburn to help our church. But I immediately noticed a sexual tension.
Was she attracted to you?
Yeah, she's a white woman.
All right, hold on for a minute. I got a break. 1-800-44...
Wait a minute, man. You can't...
I'm sure the story's great. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up later on tonight, we'll be talking with Vernon Dozier. We'll also have Rudy Canoza on the program. And I mentioned the five funniest TV shows, which just kind of hit me last week when I saw for the very first time, and I know that this makes me comedy dumb, and it's only because I don't watch television, because when I do, I generally get depressed. And I'm sure it's something that I can be forgiven. I don't stay away from TV because I dislike television, but I generally do come away from television depressed, and I don't mean the news. The news cheers me up. It doesn't matter what I see on television. If I see... You know, if it's crap from Iraq, I can get a little bugged. I get bugged because, oh, dig this. Today I'm driving at, can I ask, this is a question. Just a question. If a guy's going down the street and he's got a, should I not ask this? I think it's a good question. If a guy's going down the street and he's got a bunch of bumper stickers on his SUV and they all say, they're all saying basically this. You know, U.S. sucks, get out of Iraq, Bush is a lie, all of that, okay? He's got, like, the guy had, like, 15 of these bumper stickers. Bush lied, troops died. This, and this, okay? All right. And I got no beef with a cat expressing his opinion. That's his group of signs, right? Can't my sign be the middle finger? Why can't that be my sign? Because technically, it's on my car. It's an extension of me, and I'm sitting in the car. It's like an antenna. I'm just sticking it out there, and it's the finger. So I drove by this guy, and I was on the phone with my wife. I'm saying, this guy's got all these bumper stickers.
Yeah, well, now, don't do any road rage.
I'm not going to do any road rage.
Well, you know how you get.
What do you mean? I'm not going to do anything. I just said, look, he's got all these bumper stickers. Now, those bumper stickers kind of offend me, but I'm not going to say he doesn't have the right to have them there. Right? In fact, those bumper stickers are as offensive to me as if somebody just said, hey, Phil, this bud's for you, and just stuck the finger right there. So, as I drove by, I just hung it out the window, high and proud. Say it high, say it proud, I'm black and I'm proud, man. Just boom! You know, just a big freaking finger up there. What happened, though, was the guy didn't know that why. He thought I was doing that because he was blocking my lane. So he came around me and waved goodbye as he sped ahead of me again. So I don't think he got my message. I think he thought I was flipping him off because he was going slow in the fast lane, right? Because I went around him just so I could give him the finger. This guy went around me again and waved with a big smile on his puss as if to say, I'm ahead of you again. And I said to myself, you fag. No, I didn't. But I just think that that's a legitimate expression. Thank you very much. Your opinions, of course, are always welcome on these matters. Not really, but I got to say that. 1-800-449-8686. And so we'll be back with more on what a great country it is to live in, isn't it? I want you all to know something. This is a great, great country. Even if you're some queer driving down the street with a I Hate Bush bumper sticker. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, New York. Yeah, and Harry and I are just talking. You know, you could drop an atom bomb on New York. It'd be, you know, probably be back in about 6 months. About 6 months, they'd clean it up. You know, that World Trade Center thing, think about that. In 8 months, they cleaned that whole, about 8-9 months, they cleaned that whole thing up. I mean, and everything there works, man. It doesn't work perfectly, and it doesn't work all the time, but for the most part, and that town has had, like, not only the World Trade Center, they almost went broke in 75. They had race riots in the 60s. They had all kinds of crime. They had, you know, going way back in history, Boss Tweed, whoever the hell, Jimmy Walker, all those guys. And that town is still, and not only is it still there, it's the most important city in the world. The only city in the world. And thank God it's here, man, because it proves this ain't such a, you know, things, you know, we can do it because they're doing it in New York every day. I don't even think they know they're doing it, but they're doing it.
What are they doing?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Do they?
I don't think they know either, no.
But they are doing it.
I'm pretty sure.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.